Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Bohabui, and we are turning our attention to exams. Good afternoon to you, Joe. Isn't the weather just like it always is for the exams, whatever it is? I remember sitting my Leaving Cert all those years ago, and along with Cú Chulainn, and we had beautiful sunshine for it.
It's whatever it is.
It's
a thing, all right.
Okay, yeah. Now you want to talk about, I know most of the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students are already at home. Many of them would have finished up last week and they sort of go home and immerse themselves in study. So what's the advice for, like, right now, we're coming, like, with a week to go?
Well, I'd like to reassure students that in 99% of cases, you know more than you think you know. Because sometimes we get into a whirly-whirly in the head about exams and what about that and what about that and what about that, instead of saying, calm it down and get those study cards. Now, they're cards that are about, I don't know, you'd be familiar with them, Patricia, what, 5 inches by 8 inches?
They're flat. They're cards I'd use if I was doing a speech or something to have notes.
Absolutely.
On. Yeah, flashcards.
Perfect job.
Yeah.
And reduce. Just say your first two exams or even your first exam. Make out some bullet points. You know, it's not a time now for opening page one of the textbook. It's reduce down bullet points. And they will stay in the head. And then when you're inside in the exam, your bullet points will come to you and have a good look at the paper. And you'll see that, you know, yes, that came up. And yeah, I can manage that. So then, and after the exam then, forget about it.
Now, I think this is a really important one because, you know, we know, you know, you've got so many exams to do over a period of time. And if you start having the post-mortem, if you start talking to somebody else, what did you write for that or why didn't write that? Or if you start checking back on notes, going, oh, I'm after getting that one wrong. You can fret about something that there's nothing you can do about it anyway. So you just forget it, it's done.
And it can have a negative effect on your whole demeanour for the other exams as well. You know, you could home in on one mistake, one thing that didn't go exactly the way maybe you wished it to go. And that then can have a downing, we'll call it, effect. So it's not a good idea. Keep looking forward. Keep looking to the next exam. And then on the night before the exam, it's very important to check the equipment you need. You know, do you have a couple of pens? Do you need a ruler? Have you got a bottle of water? Do you have a timekeeper, a watch? Anyway, there'll be a big one in the exam centre. Do you have a box of tissues? You know, are you sure that you have a note made and that you have your exam number? And have that little checklist for the morning.
Yeah, and have everything. You don't want to be running around the morning of it. And this is where mums and dads can play a role as well, to make sure, you know, you don't want the big panic of, oh, I've, you know, I need a certain biro, I need whatever. Have everything ready, laid out, so that when you get up in the morning, everything is relaxed and calm.
Absolutely. And that's the big thing, relaxed and calm. You couldn't say it better. And then, you know, have a look over the revision cards for that particular exam. No textbook, nothing new, just the bullet points that you made out. Then maybe a nice bath, you know, bed at a reasonable time. Try to relax. It probably won't work greatly. There was very few of us who were completely relaxed the night before or, say, the exam.
Yeah, everyone is going to be nervous. You can allow for that.
Exactly.
There's something, you know, that's normal nerves. Don't think there's anything wrong with you.
Exactly. To be able to say, this is normal, it would be very peculiar if I was completely laid back and relaxed. Now, if you are a person who is completely laid back and relaxed, more luck. Brilliant. Okay. Very often a person mightn't sleep greatly the night before the exam. You know, even the bullet points keep going round and round, and I must make sure about that now, and yeah, have I got that, and all of that. So that's fair enough. It's normal. It's absolutely normal. And it usually doesn't take from a person's performance in the actual exam itself. Now, we often talk about the deep breathing. The breathing where the tummy expands, like if you blew into a balloon, it would expand. And if you breathe to your tummy, it will expand. And then just hold. And then as you breathe in the nose and as you breathe out the mouth, let the shoulders come down. And just to concentrate on that actual act, I'm breathing in, I'm holding, I'm breathing out. And that can help greatly the night before.
I heard Doctor, just as an aside on breathing, I heard Dr. Luke O'Neill speaking on radio over the weekend, and he's come into breathing exercises, something that he never did. And he said, particularly for people with anxiety, and what he had started to learn was a breathing technique where you breathe in for four, you hold for seven, and then exhale for seven. And he started doing that for five minutes a day. And he said, it's incredible. And he was, you know, and like Dr. Luke O'Neill is well known as a doctor who bases everything on science and scientific facts and whatever. And he said it was just something new that he'd come to, but I thought it was good. So it's in, you breathe in for four, hold for seven, and then, and it was more exhale, you exhale for seven. So listen, if that's worth passing on, why not?
Okay, because anxiety, a lot of people don't realise anxiety is in the body, not in the mind.
Yeah.
So that talking to yourself about, like, calm down, doesn't really
doesn't help.
Yeah, you got to work it down.
All right, so the morning of it, keeping everything is calm, and this again is where the parents will come in, nothing hyper, nice relaxed breakfast, whatever you traditionally have for breakfast, just make sure that you have eaten, and then get to the exam hall in plenty of time. And the advice here, similar to, we were chatting yesterday with Roisin, our career guidance expert, she's a big advocate for reading the paper, and so are you.
Oh, big time. I mean, I've made the mistake myself. I was doing a thing for a workshop not too terribly long ago, and you know, they were like, select which is best of the following, and select which one is best of the following. And I kept getting it wrong at the end. I wasn't getting what I needed to get, the full thing. And then I copped on that about number three or number four was select the best two of the following.
Yeah.
And I just kept going with the select one. And so we need to be careful and read the paper carefully and to read the instructions carefully. I mean, for example, if it says answer one question from section one and two sections from the following three sections, we'll say, you need to be on the ball with that, you know. So if you head off and write, answer two questions from section A, which you weren't meant to, well, then you've just wasted a lot of time writing probably an extremely good answer, but you get nothing for it.
Mm.
So you do need to pay great attention to the instructions of what you need to answer. Like how many questions, as I say, from each section. So then maybe underline the important words in each section. Like you could have compare such a things and you could have contrast. Now, you need to realise that if it's compare, you're talking about the similarities between A and B. And if you're talking about contrast, you're talking about the differences between A and B.
Understand the question. And another good tip is, if you spot a question that is right up your alleyway, something that you've really studied and you know well, start with one you like, because it's going to boost your confidence a little bit.
Absolutely. And as they say in life, a good start is half the battle. So if you see a question that was one that you expected, and that there it is right in front of you, even if it's a bit down the paper, that it's not, you know, question number one, well, start with that, but mark it very clearly. You know, make life easy for the examiner, that, you know, that each section gets a new page start. And that helps too with the sense of that. If, you know, if you are after going on and on a bit with an answer and you realise I've got to get to another question, well, leave space under it.
And then you can come back to it. And if you finished and, you know, there's still 20 minutes left in the exam, don't leave the exam hall. Go over everything, see if there's anything else you can add, see if there's any mistakes that you've made, spelling error, whatever it is.
Yeah, and maybe add in, I mean, where you left a space after a question, I'd recommend leaving a space after every question.
Yeah.
You might decide to pop in a couple of bullet points, you know, which maybe you've mentioned it already in your answer, but the couple of bullet points in the end will impress the person correcting.
Okay, and bring that bottle of water with you because it's important to stay dehydrated. And of course, there's a supervisor inside in the room. They're there to help.
They are. And if there's anything that you need, like in a maths exam, if you were told that a calculator is allowed, and if by any chance that you have forgotten, a calculator can be found. But ask, don't just forge on and finish up with two A4 pages full of figures that you're then trying to add up that you could have just used your calculator. That's a simple example, but you know, it explains that fairly clearly, I think.
All right, listen, we'll let you go, and can I suggest honey? Honey, you're struggling with your throat today.
I am, yeah. And I peculiarly, about just before we started, I had two fine spoons of
did
honey.
You? Well done. Honey and lemon is great. Listen, mind yourself. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend. Enjoy the fine weather, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks for that. That is Joe Heffernan. Bit croaky today, but he got through it. He runs a counselling practice in Bohabri. His number is 0868 348145.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.